people don't have to go through something or be in something for you to make sure you're truly checking in on them. And we see this so often that someone has to be either navigating a hard time or they have to be in a certain season of life to truly get the attention that they maybe need. And it's actually the quiet moments that maybe those people need more support.
Mama!
Welcome to Mama Has Goals, your weekly reminder that you shouldn't have to sacrifice your dreams to take on the role of mom. I'm Kelsey Smith, mom of two boys, wife, and entrepreneur who's passionate about helping other moms, current and aspiring, to reimagine mom life. I'm bringing you the resources, support, and relatability to debunk that limiting belief that you may have about your ability to achieve your goals while raising a human. We're covering everything from mom guilt, marriage, relationships, careers, finances, mental health, physical health, you name it. Your life doesn't have to fully shift once you become a mom. You can have it all, and we'll show you how.
I'm 37 weeks pregnant, and if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see me holding my belly. But I have been finding it really interesting that just in this season of where I'm at in pregnancy and whatnot, people are constantly asking, how are you feeling? How are you sleeping? How are you doing? Do you need help with anything? Oh, can I get that for you? And don't get me wrong. There is definitely different needs that you may be experiencing very pregnant. I don't want to say don't help the very pregnant person. But I can't help but pause and be like, why don't we support each other more all the time? Like, why is it that when someone is 37 weeks pregnant, that's when someone's truly asking, like, how are you doing? Is everything okay? When it's not always other times throughout life when people really need that support and they really need that love. And I'm feeling really good. So maybe that's why I'm having this perspective right now, is I do have like a decent amount of energy. I feel really good. My first trimester was actually horrible and I felt so sick. But right now I feel really good. And so maybe that's why I'm looking at it this way. But I couldn't help but wonder, the other day we had a family event and everyone's just, oh my gosh, are you ready for that baby to come? How are you feeling? And I'm just like, I feel good. But why don't we ask other people how they're feeling, not just me? Our families getting together, and how's everyone else doing? Like, how is life? How are you guys doing? Like, life is hard. It's not just about 37 weeks of pregnancy. And so I just want to put that out there to you, for yourself, for the other people in your life, is people don't have to go through something or be in something for you to make sure you're truly checking in on them. And we see this so often that someone has to be either navigating a hard time or they have to be in a certain season of life to truly get the attention that they maybe need. And it's actually the quiet moments that maybe those people need more support. You hear this a lot in grief and loss, where someone loses someone, there's a ton of support right away, and there's not a ton of support for maybe the year after or a couple months after or ongoing. And that person is still navigating that loss and that grief, and the support has lessened. Let this be a reminder to reach out to people that maybe have experienced something like that, or they're in the postpartum season, or they just got a new job and they're navigating that, or they're just lifing. Like, they don't have to have any milestones, but we often are wishing we had more support. We had more community. We had people connecting with us. But are you giving that? Because it starts with you. It starts with all of us, right? If we each did it, then we would each receive it. And so while I want to tell you, yes, people should be texting you and loving on you and checking in on you, I can't tell that person to come and check on you. There's no way for me to do that. But I can tell you to think about who you can support and who you should reach out to and just say, hey, so-and-so, how's it going? How is life really? How are you really doing? And especially if you know something they're navigating, then great, unpack that. But if it's more of just a general check-in, but the way we communicate this is what's so important. We all know those conversations that we've been in. It's like, how are you? And you're like, good. And that's it. So surface level, so just checking the boxes. And then there's the conversation that's, hey, how are things really going? How is it with so-and-so starting school?
How did spring break go? Were you able to navigate that? Have you been able to keep up with stuff around the house? How are you feeling? What's feeling really hard? What are you excited about? Are you reading anything new? These more in-depth questions that are still a little surface level, to be honest, but they're a little more in-depth. And there is definitely, I'm sure, a part of some of you that are sitting there like, why do I always have to be the one to reach out? Why do I always have to be the one to ask the question? It starts with you. And I hope that you get it in return the way that you want it to. But the fact of the matter is, if you are craving that, if you are wanting that, you need to keep putting it out there until you receive it. And I'm here to support you and love on you. I'm genuinely asking, how are you doing? That is why the Mama Has Goals app is created, so that we're constantly there to support you when maybe the other people in your life aren't, for you to have a place to go and check into and to connect with other women that are there to hold you, support you, and guide you to solutions and recommendations. But when it comes to our lives with those directly around us, sometimes we do have to go first. Sometimes you are going to be putting yourself out there before you receive what you want in return. It is about you, and it's going to feel good when it comes back to you. So I just encourage you to really be clear with how are you feeling with other people and knowing that for yourself. And that's another place to start. Just asking yourself each morning when you wake up, like, how are you doing today? And what is one thing that could make today better? To bring that back, we want to be able to create more in-depth conversations with the people in our lives. We don't want this surface level of just like, how's life? Great, done. Life is really good for people at times. It is great. And when they say good, they mean it. But a lot of times it's not. And a lot of times it's somewhere in between. But it's our job to support each other, to be a community that we hold and love and ask. Ask the question, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How is life? How are you navigating this and that? I want you to take a couple minutes today and send a message to a friend. And then I want you to take a couple minutes and ask yourself, how are you feeling? How are you doing? What do you need? What are you excited about? What are you eager to have happen? What do you wish was different? And if you're looking for support, if you're not getting that from the people directly in your circle, then go post in the app. There are hundreds of women in there that are there to support you, that are there to hold you. And it's not just a, yeah, that's happened to me too. We love to do both. We love to say, hey, I hear you. I've been there. Solidarity. And then the flip side of that is having a resource and support to help you not feel that way anymore. So Mama, I'm sending you so much love, but I think we could all do a better job of asking those questions outside of the big things. How are you feeling? How are you doing? We need to ask people this all the time. Not just when they're maybe very pregnant or have other things going on or hardships or loss. So let's start with us. Let's start with what we can do, and then we can create the ripple effect. Sending you so much love, Mama. We'll chat soon.
There's so much more where this came from. Take the next step and download the Mama Has Goals app or visit our web platform. Real, authentic, full, supportive community is available at your fingertips, and we can't wait to create space for you, Mama.